Lekutas Sichas Chelik Yudalad Parshas Hazinu Shabbos Shuvah. The first Sicha Shabbos on Parshas Hazinu. This is a summary of the Sicha. On the first pasuk of this Parsha, Hazinu Shemayim V'Adaber V'Sishma Oretz Imrefi, the Sifri says that the reason that Hazinu is a word used when Moshe is talking to the heaven, and V'Sishma is used in referring to the earth, this teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was closer to heaven, and that's why he used the word Hazinu, which means to listen from up close, and the Sishma means to listen from afar. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he talks to the heaven, is talking close by, because he is close to heaven. When he talks to the earth, since he is distant from earth, so he talks to it in the words V'Sishma, listening from afar. Meaning to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was closer to heaven than he was to earth. Now, since everything in the Torah is, of course, a lesson to each and every Jew, so what does it mean that a Jew should somehow emulate this quality of being close to heaven and distant from earth? How is it possible for an ordinary Jew to be able to accomplish this, and that it's demanded of each person to somehow reach this as well? Also, we know that every parsha is connected also to the time in which we read the parsha, and since Parshas Hazinu is often read during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, during Shabbos Tshuva, so there must be some connection between this idea and Shabbos Tshuva as well. Since this is called Shabbos Tshuva, there must be some connection between the idea of Shabbos, or this Shabbos, and Tshuva. Although, of course, the simple reason why it's called Shabbos Tshuva is because it's part of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and this is the Shabbos within the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so that's why it's called Shabbos Tshuva. But there must be a closer connection, since it's called Shabbos Tshuva, it's not called Sunday Tshuva, so there must be a connection between the idea of Shabbos and the idea of Tshuva as well. There are some that say that it's called really Shabbos Tshuva, and the reason for that is because the Haftarah of that Shabbos begins Tshuva Yisroel. But even according to that, the reason that we read Tshuva Yisrael on that Shabbos is because it's the Shabbos of Tshuva, which is the reason that we don't call up a child to this Haftarah, even though normally you're allowed to call up somebody under Bar Mitzvah for Maftir, for Haftarah. But on this Shabbos it's not done, and the reason is because since a child is not really Chay of the Mitzvahs, and therefore his Tshuva cannot really be a proper tshuva, because he has nothing to do tshuva for, so to speak, and therefore we call dafka an adult. In other words, we see a connection between Shabbos and tshuva, and what is that connection? The Alter Rebbe says, in regards to what the Gemara says, that there is a difference between Aseres Yemei Tshuva and the rest of the year. The Gemara talks about it in terms of the difference between what is the effect of tshuva. So the whole year, anyone that does tshuva, if a tzibur does tshuva, so then they are answered, then it's a greater response. The Gemara says that during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is even biyochid, even an individual that would do tshuva would be answered, what the Gemara is talking about there. And in the rest of the year, it's betzibur. If you do it within the context of a minyan, so then you're assured of a response. But biyachid wouldn't be as effective. So the Alter Rebbe says about this, ha biyachid, ha betzibur, that when you do tshuva the whole year, it's betzibur. It means it's with the gathering of the keiches that a person has. In other words, that he's doing tshuva with his aseres hakeiches, the intellect and the emotion, and that's what he's doing tshuva for. Ha biyachid means during the aseres yemei tshuva, a person does tshuva from his yechidus shebenefesh, from the essence of the soul, which is basically the difference between tshuva tata and tshuva ilah. What does tshuva tata mean? Tshuva tata means when a person does tshuva in order to correct any averis that a person may have done. Tshuva ilah means it's not about averis that he did, it's that he's trying to connect and become more and more attached to Hashem regardless. In other words, it has nothing to do with doing tshuva for Averis. It's just a closer and closer return to the essence of Hashem. And that comes from the essence of the soul. Now the truth is that any time a person does tshuva, it has to come from the essence of the soul, because what is the idea of tshuva? Since a person, the avoda of a yid always is in order to bring together, to bring elukus down lamata into the world. And when a person fails at that and does an avera, so the aseres hakeichas are compromised. Now, in order to fix the aseres hakeichas that were involved in this avera, you have to invoke the essence of the soul, which transcends the aseres hakeichas, and through the essence of the soul, you're able to repair any defect that happened to the aseres hakeichas. So in other words, any time a person does tshuva, it must come from the essence of the soul. But there still is a difference, because since the level of the essence of the soul that a person is invoking in order to repair the aseres hakeichas must mean a level in the essence of the soul which is there in order to bring about this repair. So it's a part of the essence of the soul which is already focused on the aseres hakeichas. So it's a lower level even of the essence of the soul. But when we talk about the tshuva of aseres yimei tshuva, since it's not in order to correct or repair anything, it's just the soul cleaving and striving to become closer and closer and included into the greater metzius of Hashem. So therefore, that's a part, that is truly the essence of the soul, the true essence of the soul, rather than a part of the essence of the soul which is there in order to function within the aseres hakeichas. A similar difference we find in the aveda that a yid does during the week and an aveda of Shabbos. During the week, a person is focused on being a birur hanitzutzos, to do the aveda which it takes to be mevarer hanitzutzos, whereas to bring them back to Kedusha. Whereas on Shabbos, we refrain from doing an aveda. In other words, that our focus is not on repairing the world, but it is purely on the soul connecting to Kedusha and growing within Kedusha itself. So in other words, the aveda of the rest of the week is similar to the tshuva of tshuva tato, which is practiced during the rest of the year, and the aveda of Shabbos is similar to the tshuva ilo, which happens during the aseres yimei tshuva. And this can explain what's so unique about the aveda of the Shabbos of Shabbos tshuva, the Shabbos of the aseres yimei tshuva, over the aveda of the rest of the days of the week of aseres yimei tshuva, even though both of them are from the essence of the soul. We know that the 7 days of tshuva, in other words, the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there is one day of the week. It covers every single day of the week, and we are told that on the Sunday of aseres yimei tshuva, you can repair every defect that happened during all the Sundays of the year. On the Monday, you can repair all the defects of the Mondays of the year, and so on, including Shabbos. So therefore, even though it's true that all aseres yimei tshuva are the inyan of tshuva ilo, but since on Sunday of the aseres yimei tshuva, the type of tshuva ilo that one is doing is in order to repair whatever happened on the Sundays of that year. So that's similar to what we said before about the essence of the soul as it is there in order to correct the averis. So the aseres yimei tshuva, the Sunday of aseres yimei tshuva, even though it's from the essence of the soul, it's still a tshuva ilo, which is dealing with averis that happened during the Sundays of that year. But when it comes to Shabbos, over there is no, the whole inyan of Shabbos is lemaila, from doing any averis and so on. So we're not dealing with correcting any avoda, any deficiencies of averis. So the whole thing is tshuva ilo, shebetoich tshuva ilo. In other words, it's the true nature of yechidah shebenefesh is experienced, or of tshuva ilo is experienced dafka on Shabbos of aseres yimei tshuva. Which brings us back to the inyan of Shamayim and Aretz. Shamayim is the part of the Yid which is connected to the higher elements of the Neshama, the Pnimius of the Neshama. Aretz is the part of the Yid which is connected to repairing Aretz, the part of the Aveda where a Yid is supposed to elevate and refine the Esa Keichas HaNefesh rather than the essence of the soul. So in other words, it lines up with the inyan of Tshuva Tatoa and Tshuva Yilah from the Yechidah Shuva Nefesh, or as it pertains to correcting Averis. Therefore, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, especially during Shabbos Tshuva, a person is commanded that you can be Karev L'Shamayim. Normally, in order to get closer to Tshuva Yilah, you would have to go through this the step-by-step process of first dealing with Tshuva Tatoa and then being able to reach Tshuva Yilah. But on the, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we are told that you can go directly to Tshuva Yilah. You can skip the orderly process of Tshuva Tatoa and go straight to Tshuva Yilah. That's the Aveda of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. As the Pasuk says, Dirshu Avaya B'Motzei, search out Hashem when He is available, call out to Him, Bihi Yosei Karev, when He is close to you. What does that mean? And the Gemara says that this refers to the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in other words, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because in these days Hashem is close to us. In other words, that the Mor is close to the Nitzutz, the source of light. Hashem is close to the spark, which is the soul, and illuminates it and draws it in. So because we get this special injection from above, the special illumination from above, therefore during this time a Yid is able to be Karev L'Shamayim, to emulate the Moshe Rabbeinu within you, to be able to get close to Shamayim, Dafka on this Shabbos of Shabbos Tshuva.